My grandmother used to shop there.
Aw.
Granny.
Did you call your grandmother Granny?
No. Oh,
okay.
That's a horrible word to use. Like, it's to actually refer to them.
Oh, yeah.
No. Hi, Granny.
That's what my dad called his grandma.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was, they just called her Granny. I didn't have much interaction with her, and I don't remember really calling her that, but that's what everybody, if you talked about her, it was Granny.
Yeah. Anytime.
The only thing I think of Granny now is Big Fatty's best friend.
That's true. I always think of,
Beverly Hillbilly.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
The thing I think of Granny now is Big Fatty's best friend.
No. Hi, Granny.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3061 of the BFO for Monday the 4th of November 2019, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, Big Fatty, and we've got an extra hour of sleep to stay awake. Hello, Ramblers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're Ramblers today. Well, I'll tell you, you know what, I'll tell you in just a minute, but y'all, it has been quite the weekend here in Fat Acres. You know, the last time I recorded was on a Gay Crema, but y'all, I did that early before all my trick-or-treaters came, so y'all, without further delay, let's just get right on into the little show. Yes, Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Today, the 4th of November, y'all, it's very important. Very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. The first I've met several times out at the Pride 48 out in Lost Wages, and y'all, he does a little show called the Ramble Read Heed, a little show. Y'all, it is none other than the Ramble Read Heed, a little show. Big thing, that's why we're rambling today, it is. Y'all, Tom is just as nice. Just as nice a person as you will meet, and he's kind. He is absolutely the definition of the word kind. And y'all, then the second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, this person's gonna be here in the villa, starting on Wednesday, Big Fatty Hump. And y'all, he will be here with His husband, the Haunt Daddy. Y'all, it is the Haunt Cub. Big Daddy, we love the Haunt Cub. Jay, yes, Big Daddy. And y'all have met Jay. Spent time with Jay many, many times. He stayed here at the villa, and you know, he's been to the Pride 48 in Lost Wages, and he was there this year in Nolens, and y'all, it's just y'all, he's been to the
to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex.
So, y'all, if you see the Ramble Reteed or the Hot Cub on the 20 or the Face Space, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! So y'all, like I said, last time I spoke to you was on Gay Grandpa, and y'all had the first of the trick-or-treaters come by the villa here. About 10 minutes after 6 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, you know, the younger ones come out, and I really like the younger ones. Y'all, there was, and y'all, I first of all, I got to tell you, I had 476 pieces of candy. Y'all, now 290 of them were chocolate, and the others were like it was like Twizzlers and Lifesavers and bubblegum and suckers, and you know, just kind of, you know, secondary, what I would call secondary non-chocolate candy. And what I was doing is I was going to give a little piece of, you know, it's the little bitty candy bars, a little piece of the chocolate and a little piece of the non-chocolate to everybody. So, y'all, I'm doing that. And then all of a sudden, y'all, they started coming in packs. They come in packs. It's like a bunch of wolves. Yes, Big Fatty, the wolves. So, y'all, they were coming so fast, I only could give them one piece. And I was giving them the chocolate, of course, but, most everybody got two pieces of candies. But, y'all, I would say that probably, oh, I don't know, 30 to 50. Only ended up getting one piece, cause y'all right at the very end, here comes one of those packs, and I'm like, oh shit, I don't have enough candy to even give them one, but y'all, I did. I had given away all 476 pieces of the candies by 10 minutes after 7 in an hour. And y'all, it's just, and they were still coming, but y'all, I was out, so I just turned the light off and went right back into the villa. Yes, Big Fatty, don't blame you. And, but y'all, two of my favorites, one little girl, she was probably about 8 years old. Y'all, she was dressed up like Colonel Sanders. I loved it. I mean, she had the white outfit and the beard and everything, and her trick-or-treat bucket was a Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket. Y'all, it was so cute. And then my other one, you know, the families like to come around with the children. And y'all, there was a mother and a father, and probably a little maybe 3 year old, maybe 3 or 4 year old. They were holding each, the mom and the dad were holding his hands, and they walked up the sidewalk here to the villa. And y'all, the mom was dressed like that Flo from the Progressive Insurance. She had on the apron, and it said Progressive on it, and she had kind of the wig and everything. And the father had on a red shirt and khaki pants and a name tag that said State Farm, and his name was Jake. So he was Jake from State Farm. And, you know, they're taking off on the insurance commercials. And then the little kid had on kind of black, and he had a Band-Aid on his face and all this kind of stuff. And I said, okay, I don't get it. I said, okay, I get Flo and I get Jake from State Farm, but I don't get, they said, well, he's Mayhem. That's what happens when Flo and Jake from State Farm have a baby. It's Mayhem, like that crazy man that's always Mayhem on the beach. Fatty. But yeah, it was just as cute as it could be, and I really enjoyed myself. I got up on Friday. Yo, by the way, Thursday evening, about 9 p.m. in the evening, y'all, we had strong thunderstorms move through the area. And I mean, it was, the rain was coming down like cats and dogs, like mayhem, if you will, Big Fatty. And, y'all, overnight, the cold front moved through. Y'all, they said that on Thursday afternoon, with the heat index, the temperature in Charleston was 91 degrees. And when we woke up Friday morning with the wind chill, the temperature was 39 degrees. So, y'all, that's a 51 degree change in temperatures in about about 16 hours, I think they said. And, y'all, I'm going to tell you, it has been fabulous, just fabulous. And y'all, the nipple walks have, I've got my pep in my step. Fatty, is that because you're about to shart yourself? Well, that too. But y'all went out for my first nipple walk of the day on Friday morning, about 10 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, you know, I've talked to you about the homosexual neighbors that I have, Andy and Josh, and y'all, they had the most decorated house in the neighborhood. They had the lights and the skeletons and the mannequins, and they had a big sign that said Haunted Mansion, and y'all, it was just over the top, y'all. I was telling, I don't know who I was telling, but I was saying, you could say, well, now which house in the neighborhood did the gays decorate? And, you know, you'd immediately pick Andy and Josh's. I said the only thing they were missing was the neon sign flashing saying, hey, girl, hey. But anyway, y'all, by 10 o'clock Friday morning, they had already taken all the decorations down. Already taking them down and put them away. Big Fatty, they don't pussyfoot around. No, they don't. But anyway, y'all, y'all, the group wanted to go to the fair. And, you know, I'm not real keen on the fair. Y'all, I think it's expensive. And I think the traffic is horrible. Just horrible. But everybody wanted to go, so I said, all right, let's go. And so y'all, Nick got off work and came by here and took a shower and put on his fair clothes. And Granny was here when he got here, and we all rode to Durwood's house. And and we met John and Big Dick there, and Durwood, of course. And then Durwood drove us all to the fair. Yo, there was not the slightest bit of traffic. I couldn't believe it. Of course, now, we went at 6 p.m. in the evening. But, y'all, there was no... The most traffic was once we turned onto the fairgrounds waiting to park. And we had bought our advance tickets, so we went through the fast lane. And y'all, then we walked around and ate all the good fair food and looked at the Connies and the hot boys and everything. Y'all, I had, well, let's see what I had. Durwood and I split a kind of a sampler of fried vegetables. We had green beans and we had jalapeno peppers and we had fried okra. And y'all, it was really quite good. And then I had a foot long cone dog. And Granny had him some of the fisk fries with the vinegar. And then Nick and I, we split a bucket. It was two of each of deep fried brownie and cookie dough and Oreo and cheesecake. So we split that. And that was about it. The others got stuff. Y'all, Durwood. Y'all, I got to tell you something. Durwood goes crazy at the smokehouse. Yes, Big Fatty. He bought a lot of cigars. No, not that kind of smokehouse. Y'all, I think he bought four smoked turkey legs. I think one of them was for Granny. Four smoked turkey legs and a couple of racks of the barbecue ribs. And then he got some of that ching chong chicken on a stick. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, we really did have a pretty good time. But y'all, the funniest thing is that John and Nick and Granny, y'all, they saw those machines that have the claw that comes down, and you win the stuffed animal thing. Y'all, the three of them, you would have think they were getting paid to try to win these stuffed animals, and they each won one. John got a Mickey Mouse, and Nick got a Tigger, and Granny got a what are those things that you're not supposed to feed after midnight? The Flurby? Not Flurby, that's not it. It's the Gremlin. It's the Gremlin. Yes, Big Fatty, that old ghoul better not feed the Gremlin. And y'all, you would have thought that they were 6 years old, and it was a 4 foot tall puppet they were taking home. But after that, y'all came back here to the villa, and then on Saturday got up, did my nipple walks and all on Saturday, on Saturday there was something in the little mailbox. Gussie, y'all, it was a late-arriving gay crema card. It's in an orange envelope. Y'all, it's from Francie. Y'all, yes, Big Betty, she's the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal show. It's true. And y'all, we're just going to open this up right now. And y'all, did you see the picture? Did you see the picture I put up of all the other gay crema cards? Yes, Big Betty, it was lovely. And y'all, Big Betty, look at that. That is vulgar. Y'all, it's... It's a picture of a kitty cat. Big Fatty, we love a kitty cat, but y'all, coming out of the kitty cat's butt is a rainbow colored fart. And it says on the inside, "Dear Big Fatty, here's a black cat farting a rainbow." Big Fatty, it says, "Have a happy and colorful Halloween, trick or treat, with love and a laugh of Francie XOXO." Well, Francie, thank you so much. I think that's the first time Big Fatty Squeaky Kitty farts rainbows all the damn time. Well, it's the first time I've seen one. But Francie, thank you so much for that. And then I got up on a Saturday. Y'all, I've been sleeping. I've been sleeping fabulous. Whitman Tinker has not been by to visit. And y'all, I sleep with the window cracked open, and I've got the electric camisole going on the bed. And y'all, it is just lovely. And Big Fatty. Oh, y'all, I didn't think I did that much this weekend, but I guess I did. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. I'll have to finish telling you about Big Fatty, we don't know. The rest of the weekend on Tamari's little show. By the way, y'all, I went for my nipple walk on Sunday. 97 houses still had some sort of carved pumpkin or a skeleton or a witch up. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotzel and Hot Cub. What do you have to say?
The only thing I think of Granny now is Big Fatty's best friend.
Hi, Granny.
Oh, Big Fatty, the poor thing, thinking of Granny on his celebration of
Exiting. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.